What? I mean, the copy came out good. And then there's the original ledger. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. To give Malchus to his father, or to Makalel his father. When is the Shlich Basin ever Makalel somebody? So Rashi says, Ben Maoshi Asher Shlich Basin the Oliv and his Chayiv Oliv and Nidli Malchus. The Klol of him is Nidli. I don't know, I have to check into it really. The Chiv Makal Makalel Oliv, I think, is only if he's Makalel and Bashem. Based on the Nad of somebody, I don't think they use Hashem. Any of that, I don't know, needs to be checked out. I'm just talking right now, it just occurs to me now, it needs to be looked into. Anyway, Rashi learns, what?
I don't remember who said it, but I'm in the Sefer Megillas Yom, it says that they use the Lashon of the Pasuk of Yitein Hashem Ascha.
Uh-huh, so that's already a little bit of a shef, I hear. Okay. The Acham Yitu, so the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rav Sheshi sit back, the Acham Yitu, why is it mutter for anybody? It's also to be makke and to be makal any other Yisrael, and yet a shliach beis does it. Elo kvei shemayim odif. Chanami kvei shemayim odif. Says Rashi. V'achem yitiu lekal lo yachas chaver veli kol yisrael guzural kol chaverim v'al kilu losum kiratinu medalim misus. Afilu hakin asu shliach beis lekach dichsid. Abom yakenu. Torah says you can be a shliach beis to give malchus uksiv yitin Hashem oisoch ba'yasaito. So that's megala. That you could do it by Nidli too. Also, it's not so clear to me. So you have a Gili by Ashka Saita. Why is Gili for Nidli? What's the time? What's Pashup Shadav here? So it's Exer Sakosuf. So is that what do you have to come out to cover Shemayim? So it's Exer Sakosuf. So Abayim Yaken, the Torah says Abayim Yaken. What do you have to come out to cover Shemayim? Some of the Shadav is Pashup. If it would just stand the Exer Sakosuf without any reason, so then I would only. As much as Torah is Megalah, the Torah is Megalah Gabi and Acher, Torah wasn't Megalah Gabi and Ov, and Av is more Chomer. So I look only what the Torah is Megalah. But so Shay's saying, no, it's a Svar. The Exerus HaKosev is Megalah to me, the Kvay Shemayim Odev. Some of that's a Poshup Shah. So Shay's says, the Zagila, the Kvay Shemayim is Odev. So Kvay Shemayim is Odev by an Acher, so Kvay Shemayim is Odev. By an Av as well. So that's what Sheshit Shit is Taka Mutter. Agaruch, you see from here an interesting thing. What's the Mokka that you can't give Malkus? What's the Mokka that you can't, that is also Lahakas is Chaver? Because Torah says, Abayim Yekenu Lo Yosef. So, I would think that he could give him the first 39 Malkus. That's not because Kavod Shemayim Odev. It's because it doesn't go into the Isser in the first place. The Isser is Lo Yosef. So what do you have to come out to Kavod Shemayim Odev? The Isser in the first place is Lo Yosef. Don't give him more than 39 Malkus that the Torah prescribes for Beis Din to give. So if the Isser Meikara is to be Moisef on the 39, so the 39 itself is not called. It's not an Isser, but Kavod Shemayim is Mata the Isser. It's not also in the first place. You see here in this Gemara, it's not true. Once there's an Isser of Lo Yosef, so the Arbom Yakenu also really should be a violation of Lo Yosef. It has to come out to the Heter of Kavod Shemayim. We had this idea also in the past. Anybody remember? Yeah. The Gemara says that the Isser of, when the Gemara talks about the Ksuvas, Chutim Mechalei Beistim. The Gemara says the Isser of Ben Yosef is an Isser has a Kula because it's Chutim Mechalei Beistim. So he asked at the time, what even Chutim Mechalei Beistim? It's not Lo Yosef in the first place. That's not called Chutim Mechalei. It's mutter to violate Shabbos on Tuesday. That's not called Hutu Mechalei. It's not Shabbos. So you see, there also we saw that's not the way Chazal looked at it. They looked at it once as Nisr Ben Yosef, it's an Islach as Ischaver. And if you're allowed to do it, then of course the Torah says 39 times you're allowed to do it, that's called Hutu Mechalei. The Torah there is Mata the Isra of Hakko, but Be'etzim is an Isra Hakko even in those. In other words, it's called the Torah is being Mata the Isra Hakko. There is an Isra Hakko, and the Torah is being Mata it. I'm not saying it's dochut. I'm not going to hutra, even if it's hutra. But Torah is being the be'etzim that's called the hakah. The isser is hakah. And the Isser HaKoh is Hutter for Malchus Al Kovet Shemayim. So if Sheshi says, if Kovet Shemayim is Loichel Isser of Mekalel Es Chaveri and Malchus Chaveri Al Kovet Shemayim, so Oviv is not any different. It has occurred to me something. What do you have to come on to a special hekesh of a special svar of Kovet Shemayim Odev? Achem Itiru, Elamayit Kovet Shemayim, and here it's also Kovet Shemayim. The Ashorah for Makov Vimoy and Mekal of Vimoy doesn't have its own Ashorah. We've spoken in the past. We'll see in the next sugya right away. We're going right into that sugya. The ashara from Makov v'imoy and Makal of v'imoy is the same ashara as it's the exact same ashara. There's no special ashara to be Makov v'imoy. There's special einish. There's mechadus einish by Makov v'imoy. Chiyuv misa. You don't have my makas chaveri. But the ashara of the hak, the ashara of makas of it is the same ashara as of Pen Yosef. And the ashara from Mekal Yisrael is the same ashara of Nosi Bam Kol Yisrael, the same ashara you have for Kol Adam Yisrael. So what I have to come out to Kovet that Achem Yitiru Elamai you see Kovet Shemayim, and once you see Kovet Shemayim is Odof over there, Kovet Shemayim is Odof everywhere. Why not to say Achem Yitiru Elamai it's Mutter for Nach? You see the Torah is Matir for Nach to be Makir. So Mimel it's Mutter for father too, because the father doesn't have any the ashara for father is the same ashara for anybody. That was totally the next sugya. If that's really true, is it really one asara, or is there some special asara that's learned out for a father?
But wasn't munach in the previous part of this? I mean, the whole fact that you would be more nachas for us to let the shigias lab as opposed to shigias chenek, doesn't that already assume that there
is? This is more chama. You see, the is more chama. You see from the gemara before the is more chama because the ayin is more chama. Because the ayin is more chama, the is more chama. So since the ayin is more chama, that means that the Isis Mochamer. Once the Isis Mochamer, maybe the Torah is only matter for a, maybe the Torah is only matter for an Acher, where it's not such a Chomer. You know, it's the same Isis, but by an Acher, it's not as Chomer. So I would have thought maybe the Torah is only matter where it's not so Chomer. They say no, Kavod Shemayim Odev. Torah is matter across the board.
How does that answer that question?
So I just share. You know, even though it's the same Asara, but maybe the Torah is only matter this Asara, but Mokum where it's not so Chomer. But Mokum where it's Chomer, maybe the Torah wasn't matter this Asara. You don't know what the Torah was. You know, the Torah said there could be a shliach based in Avraham Yakenu, but maybe the Torah wants to do it with a person for whom the Yisra of Pen Yosef is not so chomer. But a person for whom the Yisra of Pen Yosef is more chomer, maybe the Torah doesn't want you to do it with him. Doesn't want him to be the shliach based. So if Sheshi says, no, Kovet Shemayim Odev.
Yeah. How does that svar answer
the Kasha? No, the Kasha was it's the same Asara. So you're only saying, even if it's the same Asara, but the Asara comes in different degrees. Because you see the Einish is Megala, that this Asara is more Chomer, this Isser is more Chomer. At the end of the day, it's more Chomer. You see, if you have a choice between, you know, to take out a splinter between an Acher and a father, and an Acher and a son, we say the Acher should do it, not the son. So the Ram says, because it's Efshter, the Ram said, it's Efshter, the Acher, by him it's not so Chomer. What do you mean it's the same Asara? Yeah, it is the same Asara, but nonetheless, even though it's the same Asara, but the Isser is more Chomer by an Acher than by a Ben.
By the Svara of Kavod Shemayim. Maybe you should also be Machalik even within that Svara between an Ach and somebody.
No, that might ask that in the first place. Rav Sheshi said, we'll see, that's the Machalik. Rav Sheshi said, once the Torah is Megala, Kavod Shemayim, if the Kavod Shemayim is infinite, it overrides everything else. My question was, what do you have to come on to that? Let him just say the Torah is Megalat. There's no history of that. The Torah is Megalat. This Ashara is Mutter b'mokim when he's a Shliach Basin. Without coming out the Sfaras of Kovet Shemayim. So, no, without the Sfar of Kovet Shemayim, I would say maybe the Torah is only Megalat. Torah is Megalat, you do the minimum. The person for whom the Isser is the minimum. Who said Torah is Megalat when the Isser is more Chomer? So he says, no, once the Torah is Megalat, Kovet Shemayim is Odif, then Kovet Shemayim is Odif. You can't say degrees. Kovet Shemayim is Odif from the Kovet of an Acher, but not Odif from the Kovet of an Ab. Once the same way Kovet Shemayim, how much greater is Kovet Shemayim than Kovet of a regular person? Infinitely. So once it's greater than the case, so by the same token, it's infinitely greater than the Kovet of an Av. So that's the Shitas Rav Sheshes. We'll see the Hemshech, just maybe just be able to refer to it. Just to have it up. So Rav Sheshes Shita is. Be a shliach based. And it's pretty clear, according to Rav Sheshes, this heter of kavod shemayim odif, I don't think it's going to make a difference. It was asad tshuva, loy asad tshuva. Why should it make a difference? Rav Sheshes is a svar. Kavod shemayim odif. Kavod shemayim overrides the zilakas is chaver. If the svar is as kavod shemayim odif, it's a dollar posh, then that would apply. Whether it was also shuvah or loy also shuvah, he is like some ma'isa amkha, not like some ma'isa amkha. The svar is, what's the difference? Kol shemayim odif, it overrides these. That's the svar of Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda holds the yischarev. And by misarim by lotzis, Ben is makis all the by misarim by lotzis means it's shliach based. In effect, he's chayev. However, the gemara qualifies it. This is the hemshich of the gemara. I just want to have it up. So Rav Chisda holds Yechayiv, but the Gemara qualifies that. It's only by what? Rav Chisda says it's Chayiv. Ben Amakis Oviv, Misarim by Lotzis, and the Ben is Makis Oviv, so it's Chayiv. But it's only Chayiv on one condition. The bottom of the Amud. Then he's chayef. The son by blood says, and the father was also tshuva. Then the ben is chayef for being mak of the father. Somebody else is part because it's not mekuyim. He's not mekuyim shiva. It's a different thing. But we'll see by hamshach. So if Sheshes says he's chayef when he's also tshuva, what about if he's loy also tshuva? So if Sheshes holds then that he's not chayef, but it's not clear. Potter? Is it mutter? Sheshes doesn't say the fairish. Not so clear. What would Sheshes say? What would Rav Chisda mean? Doesn't say the fairish. Is it potter or mutter? He just says that you're chayy by osu tshuva. Loy osu tshuva, you're not chayy. And then the maskana of the Gemara, I think it's a. Is it a brisa? What is it? I'm a rabbi of Punavit, Tonavay of Shmuel. The Maskana of the Gemara, Tonavay of Shmuel, is Ben is Nasa Shliach. Akhil Ben Nasa Shliach. All the Lakhaisu look Kalaway. He could be a Shliach. Could be a Shliach, Jason. Chor, that's like Hashtus, that's like Rav Chisda. But it's not so Mufurish. Rav Chisda holds he's called Shemayim Odif. That's a filu loy osa tshuva. It's called Shemayim Odif. When Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says that kol ben nasa shliach lakpeisu l'kala loy, it's not so clear if he's talking about osa tshuva or loy osa tshuva. Machlokes is shining. Taisus in Yevamos. We'll see this all the hemshach, but I just want to clear it up now. Places in Yevamos, Chabez, and the Ran over here say that it's talking about Dafka, could be Shliach based in by Loy Osa Tshuva. By Osa Tshuva can't be Shliach based in because Osa Tshuva is Chayiv. Osa Tshuva is Chayiv. Like Rav Chisda. They say he could be shliach based in. No, I'm saying it wrong. I call Eina ben Nasa shliach. That's why you're getting messed up. I call Eina ben Nasa shliach. Tanur Rav Shmuel says that a ben cannot be shliach. So that's the chora like Rav Chisda. Ashtus looks like Rav Chisda. He cannot be a shliach. Tais Yivama says that's talking about when it was also tshuva. But if he was loy osa tshuva, then he could be a shliach based in. Taisus assumes that if it's loy osa tshuva, it's mutter according to Rav Chisda. The sheet of the Rif and the Rambam is that it's the afilu loy osa tshuva. Even if he's a rosh is still, son can still not be a shliach beis din. Why not? He's loyos shulo, so it's not oisa maisa amcha. Says the Riv, he's not chayiv because he's loyos shulo, but it's part travel also. So those are going to be going forward. Just to know where we're headed, those are going to be. Let me see how to get through. Just where we pointed to. The bottom line of the Gemara is going to come out. She says everything is mutter because kavach shemayim odif. If Chista says no, we don't say kavach shemayim odif. It's taka if he's a tzaddik, if he was also shuvah, you're not allowed. When you're chayev, the ben is chayev. Even as a shliach basin, he's chayev. Can't be a shliach basin. And lo yasin shuvah is not chayev. Then we have finally Tana Rei Shmuel, which is chayev like Reb Chista, who says like ain ben nasin shliach la'ovu la'kaisu l'kalalei. He says that's talking about where he's also shuvah. But if he's lo yasin shuvah, then it's taka mutter. He could be a shliach basin. And the Rif and the Rambam say, even by loyos it's shuvah. So it's not chayiv, but it's still it's not mutter either. And therefore, you can't be a shliach beisin. Okay, let's see going forward.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so Rav Sheshes it's mutter even also shuvah, right?
No. According to Rav Sheshes it's mutter even also shuvah, right? Right, even also shuvah. Okay, says the Gemara. May say, "Umami she mitzvah lakaisoi, mitzvah shalei lakaisoi. Misha ain't a mitzvah lakaisoi, ain't a din mitzvah shalei lakaisoi." That says it's a mechilta. So what's Travis mechilta? So the Gemara says, "My lot, idi vidi b'mokri mitzvah." Both cases of the brisa of misha mitzvah lakaisei and misha mitzvah shalei lakaisei, it's all talking about b'mokri mitzvah, meaning in basin. And hobe b'noi hobe acher. And the brisa is telling me a kalvachomer. The brisa is telling me a kalvachomer that a ben is not is also lahakis is oviv. And the kalvachomer runs madach and acher. Who in Basin is allowed to be? Is not allowed. He has a mitzvah to be makir an acher, like a regular person who has a mitzvah to be makir as chaveri. Nonetheless, the Torah is mazir pen Yosef, but only what you're supposed to do. Only as much as is a mitzvah, but more than that is also there's an asara. So a ben who's never a mitzvah lakay, so he never has a mitzvah. He can never be a shlich Basin to be makir soviv. Because he has a chiyum misa, the Torah of Pharisees is a chiyum misa, mois yumos. So a ben can never be makas aviv. So ain oidin that he has in ashara shaloi lahakas is aviv. So it says over here that the ashara of makas aviv is learned out with a kalvachomer from the regular ashara of makas chaveri. Makas chaveri says an ashara ben Yosef, and makas aviv is learned out with a kalvachomer from makas chaveri. Madach makas chaveri where he can't do it in Beis Din. But he's mitzvah shalai, but shalai b'makim basin. He has an asar. So an av who doesn't have the heter of being a shliach basin, because says maksumos, so he certainly has the asar. And Yerushalmi says this is the asar for makke aviv. From this kavachayim, says the Gemara. So that's the case. So it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes, because it says in this brisa that a ben can't be even on a drais level. Even it says that a ben can't be a shliach basin to be makke aviv. He's called he. Otherwise, no kalachem. Says the Gemara, "Idi leishna b'loy v'leishna acher." The price is not mechalik from the ben and an acher. So what's found the price? Well, kashi kan b'mokim mitzvah, kan shloim b'mokim mitzvah v'achikdani. Ma b'mokim mitzvah she mitzvah lakaisoi, mitzvah she loy lakaisoi, shloim b'mokim mitzvah she ain't a mitzvah lakaisoi, ain't a din she mitzvah she loy lakaisoi. The price is telling something else entirely. It's not telling something specific about makis oviv. Tell me in general, how do I know that there's an asar to be makas chaveri chutz le Beis Din? Maybe the asar is only in Beis Din. Pen Yosef, to be Yosef on the 39. Who says there's an asar outside of Beis Din? Says the Raisa Kavachim, Madach in Beis Din, where there's a mitzvah lakaisoi, but there's a mitzvah shalei lakaisoi anymore, over and above the Abraham Yakenu. So outside of Beis Din, where there's no mitzvah Abraham Yakenu, certainly an asar of Pen Yosef. In which case, it doesn't say in this Raisa a specific Kalvachomer for Makis Oviv, rather it's talking about something, a different issue entirely. How do I know that there's an Isser? The Kalvachomer here is being deployed to tell me there's an Asar of Makis Chaveri Chutz LeBeis Din. But it's not telling me anything special about Makis Oviv. Tosis speaks out. And that's how Rav Sheshet is going to read this Baisa. So Tosis speaks out, comes out like this, that according to the first Lashon, where the Gemara originally understood the Baisa against Rav Sheshet, we need a Kala Chomer to be Megalot, there's an Asor of a Makes Alvin. And according to the second Lashon, the Baisa doesn't have any special Kala Chomer for Makes Alvin. It has a Kala Chomer for other things, but doesn't have a Kala Chomer for Makes Alvin. So Tosis speaks out, Chorus Pashab Shah. According to the original understanding of the Gemara, which is against Hosheshes, probably it's Rav Chisda's understanding of the Braisa. According to the Gemara's initial understanding of the Braisa, that a father cannot be a shliach based in, and a son could. That means the parameters of Makas Ovid are different than the parameters of Makas Chaveira. Makas Chaveira based in is okay. 39 Makas. Makas Ovid has more stringent parameters, not even mutter and basting. So, since the parameters are not identical, so I need a kava chaymer to tell me. Without a kava chaymer, I wouldn't know the asara of makas ov. Meaning, maybe start the other way. If you hold like Rav Sheshes, that a father is no different than anybody else, I mean he's mechomer, but he has no different. He has the same halachas as everybody else. He's allowed to be a shliach based in, and outside of based in, he has an isra of Pen Yosef. So I don't need a kavah chaymer to tell me the asar of a makas oviv. Dal mehocha, the fact that he's oviv, he's chaverah anyway. Every oviv is also chaverah. So every person is makas oviv, he's also violating makas chaverah. So why would I need a special asar for makas chaverah? Every makas chaverah is makas oviv. So it doesn't need a special asar, it doesn't need a kavah chaymer. Makas oviv is makas chaverah. But according to that's Rav Sheshes. But according to, let's say, Rav Chisda, the way the Gemara initially understands the Raisa when it's asking Rav Sheshes, that a father cannot be a shliach based in. So the Moshe, for the person's makas oviv in based in, is he violating the issur of makas chaveret? Dal mehocha, the fact that he's oviv, you know, this makas chaveret, on the makas chaveret level, is he violating an issur? No, because he's allowed to be a shliach based in, on that count. But he is violating the asara of makas oviv. Where did that asara come from? Can't say it's because Dal Mihocha that he's all be chaveri. If he would only be chaveri, he would allow to be a shliach basin. So the reason why he can't be a shliach basin is because there's an asor of makas oviv. Where did that asor come from? You can't say not Dal Mihocha that he's oviv. There must be some special asor for makas oviv. That has to be learned out from a kavah chaim. That's what Tosfos Chesem is at the pshat in the Gemara. So it's an interesting thing. Yes, Taisa asks, how can I learn an Asar from Makas Oviv with the Kavah Chomer? According to the Gemara's initial understanding, learning at Makas Oviv with the Kavah Chomer, which Rav Chisda, that's probably the MS. In fact, Taisa is Ein Masir Min Adin. We have a klal that an Asar can't be learned out from a Kavah Chomer. Ein Masir Min Adin. Whereas in many places this really Masir Min Adin, the Mashal by a Chaisoi. The Torah says that it's not allowed to be. Ervas achicha. What's the lesson? Ervas achicha. It's a galah basa vichoi basi mecha. The Torah says not allowed to be shaykh with his sister bas oviv or bas imay. So Moshe says, what if she was both? She was bas oviv and bas imay. So the Gemara has a rebbe for it. So Moshe, what do you need a rebbe? It's not a kavachim. If he's chayiv and a chaysim and av, and he's chayiv and a chaysim and aim, so a chaysim and av and aim is a kavachim. So the Gemara says, aim, I see him and I didn't. Yeah, fine, but you can't get malchus for such a thing. For to get malchus, even an asar, kavachim is not enough. So we have this rule all over the place. Aim, I see him and in fact, this is over here. What happened to it? If malchus over is only a kavachim, so how's that good as that? We need an asar over here. How can you have an asar? Aim, I see him and I didn't. So Taisus answers that it's just a gilim milso. It's not a separate, it's a gilim. Here it's a gilim milso bialm. It's a gili milsa that makas es oviv, that it goes into the asara. It's a gili milsa. No, it's not a separate shem, makas es oviv. It's the Torah's megala that makas es oviv, even in Beis Din, goes into the asara of makas es chaver. What's the last one of Tosis? I forgot the aim of the Sinim, but it didn't have any mila kaisi. Because Eichi Osim Leib Kavachem Miachad Achad Potem B'Misav Melotus Beinu Yaitzein. No, in the first place, yes, any Mashiach in the first place is an Echonami, you won't get Malkus. Every Taka, any Mashiach in the din, but there's no Malkus. There's a Chimisa, but there's no Malkus. Mikosha, Hegel to Benoiva Kavachem and Meacher, gave him the Acher, but the Messiah may love to say any Yetze. But there's a different Kasha. He says the Kavachem are Pichon. Acting like the Kavachem are Acher has a Kula that if he's a Shtich based in these Potter. What's the name of Kavachem? What's the Kavachem? I'm sorry, that is a cool. Tosis asks the Kasha, how can we without a Kavachem? What's the Kavachem here to teach me? To teach me that he's chayav from Makis over Chutzl based in Avenue Kavachem. Tell me, that he's his father. He's Acher. We need the Kavachem to teach me that sorrow from when he's Makis over the based in. I tell you, how can you learn from a kavachomer? It's like dial of a minadin liyos kenodin. You want to learn a kavachomer that a ben hamakis of and based in it. It's called that he has an asar. It's they have an asar from a kavachomer. Where's the kavachomer? And Acher himself and based in is not chayav. He's a lot of yishliach based in. So how can you learn? What's the kavachomer? So it's a very strange kavachomer. The Gemara is saying, Madoch and Acher, who's a lad of Yishliach based in, has an Ashara, Shaloyla HaKaisei, above and beyond. So a Ben, who's not a lad of Yishliach based in, says, Ain't Din, it's a Kavachimer that he has an Ashara, Lahakis is of. Now, when do I need that Kavachimer? If he's Makis of, Chutzl based in, or even a based in, let's say, 50 times or something. So I don't need this. I don't need the Kavachimer. He's the Makir Sacher. Dami Hoch that he's his father. He's not a Makir Chaveret. I only need the Kavachimer for the case where I can't be Mechayivim on account of being Makir Chaveret, because he's a Shliach Basin, the first 39 Malkus. And I want to be Mechayivim, Misa, on account of his being Makir Soviv, but I need an Asara. So where's the Asara? That's a Kavachimer from an Acher. The Tosis, B'mokim Shabosa. But an Acher in this case would not be Musar. So how can you learn out a Kavachimer that a father is Musar? The Kavachimer is trying to make you more Chomer. You want to learn a Kavachimer from a Ben, but you want to learn a Kavachimer that'll make a Makkah as. You want to learn a Kavachimer from an Acher to a Ben, but an Acher himself is a lot of Yishliach based in. So how can the Kavachimer tell me, how can he use that? How can the Kavachimer tell me that the father has something that the Ben, that by a Ben, Al Oviv, he's Chayiv, even B'mokim, that by an Acher he wouldn't be Chayiv? So for that, his answer is just the Gilim Milsa B'Alma. Yeah, what's the teretz talking? That's so clear what the teretz is. It's a gili milsu v'alma. Yeah, I know it's Maria Philip of Noy because Dal Meocha that he's Benoy. But here I want to be Mechaim is a special also Benoy. Because he's in Basin. I guess Tosis Teretz is Tosis thought in the Kasha that the way this Kal v'chomer works is we're learning out of Kal v'chomer to tell me a separate Asara, a separate Isser of Makkos Aviv. Tosis says, and when do I need that separate Isser? In Beis Din. Tosis says, if I need it in Beis Din, I don't have it. Because in Beis Din, there is no Kal v'chomer in Beis Din, because the Kal v'chomer is Vayel v'omen and Lias Genodim. Tosis' answer is that we're not learning out a separate Kal v'chomer from Makkos Aviv. We're not learning out of Kal v'chomer, there's a separate Isser of Makkos Aviv. We're learning out of the Kal v'chomer is being Megala. That there's a blanket iser of penyos, or there's a blanket iser of makkah, both aviv and chaveroi, and the heter of arba miyakenu is only by an acher, not by an av. It's not like there's two separate isurim. One iser of makkah is aviv, and one iser of makkah and makkah is chaveroi. It's two separate isurim, and one is learned out with a kal v'chomer from the other. So it can't be that one have more cases than the other. You can't if it's two separate surim and makkes aviv is learned out, the asor makkes aviv is learned out with a kal v'chomer from makkes chaveroi. So it can't be that makkes aviv is going to be chayiv in cases where makkes chaveroi is not chayiv, because da'il of amen inili is genodim. There's no loylem. That's not the pshat. The pshat is it's a gili milsa that there's one all inclusive asor that has certain exceptions, but there's one all inclusive of asor of makkes chaveroi v'aviv. Then the Torah carved out certain heterim. Makkos chaveroi is mutter in Beis Din. Makkos aviv doesn't have that heter. But whatever is not in the heter is included in the. So Gilu is not as one iser. Makkos aviv is chaveroi. And that iser is all cases except the cases the Torah was matter. Torah was matter to be a makkos chaveroi in Beis Din. Everything else Torah wasn't matter. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's not a Kal v'chomer. It's not an asar that comes from a Kal v'chomer. So therefore, you can't say the Dayal of Amen Adin. It's not really a Kal v'chomer. It's a Gili Milsa. It's not really a Kal v'chomer. It's a Gili Milsa Pshat and Pasuk. Then when the Torah said, Ben Yosef, it meant Makkos chaveroi v'aviv. It's negated to something else. It's negated to a. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs counts Makkos chaveroi and Makkos aviv as two separate lavim. Shin Yud Tes, the Rambam has a separate lav of Makkos aviv, and same thing with Makkal. Shin Yud Ches, Rambam has a separate asar for Makkal as aviv, separate from the sort of the lav of Makkal as chaveroi. And the Rambam is chel. It's not a separate asar. Where's the separate asar? It's one asar of Pen Yosef. One asar of Nosi Ba'amcha. That's Kailu, a father and somebody else. So, Mesamel of Shadner Amin is. Some of the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam held, since we pass him like Rav Chisda, the Maskan of the Gemara is like Rav Chisda, the Tana Rebbe Shmuel is like Rav Chisda. So according to Rav Chisda, pshat in the Brais is the way the Gemara initially understood that it's a Kal v'chomer. We need a separate Kal v'chomer for Makkos aviv. So the Rambam holds if it's a Kal v'chomer, then it's a separate asara. Once it's a separate, the Kal v'chomer tells me a separate asara, they don't have the same parameters. Makkos chaveroi is also in Beis Din. He's mutter in Beis Din rather. Makkos aviv is not allowed to be in. It's also in Beis Din. The Gemara says if they said parameters, you need a Kal v'chomer. And he understood not like Tosfos. Tosfos is the only Gili Milsa. Because the Chayyur, the two started in Tosfos. It's Machlokes the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam understood that it's not a Gili Milsa. It's Taka Kal v'chomer Kipshutai. There's one Asara for Makkos chaveroi. That has its own parameters. So mutter in Beis Din, for example. And there's a separate Azhara for Makkos aviv that's linked out with the Kal v'chomer for Makkos chaveroi. Interesting is, the Rambam, Tosfos asked the Emes here in Adin. So Tosfos answered that, if Makkos he wouldn't be chayiv, we're only talking here about Misa. The Rambam also asked the Shahar, Emes here in Adin. The Rambam in the end of the Shoshim, Shosh Yudal, at the very, very end, after the Shoshidal, he has like a Hakadama to the Prodi HaMitzvah, a short Hakadama, So the Rambam asks, "What happened here?" I've looked about this. Rambam says, "Makis over. What happened to Ein Masirin Min Adin?" So the Rambam says, "We only say Ein Masirin Min Adin when the Torah wasn't Mefarish Da'inish. When the Torah is Mefarish Da'inish, we don't say Ein Masirin Min Adin." So here, the Torah is Mefarish. This is the example the Rambam gives. That even though Makis over is learned out the Kavach Chaimer from Makis Chaveroi, so the Chosh say Ein Masirin Min Adin. Taisus Kachah says the Rambam, "No, since the Torah said Moisiyum Mos, so we know that there's a Chiyuv Misa. So if the Torah is Mekhal is an Einish, then you say already Masirin Min Ha." Then we say Masirim Min Adin. So the Ramban in the Sherish in Sherish Beis quotes this Rambam. The Ramban doesn't agree. He doesn't think it's true. He says Varaya from a Chayseli. There is Megala. The Einish of the by Chorus, the Chiv Chorus by Chayseli doesn't say Basov Avoy Basimun. I think by Chorus it says. I need a Chumash, but or say for Mitzvah, one or the other. Probably don't have either one here. I know you take a look and say the Ramban. The Ramban asked from a Chayis. I don't remember now the problem. But he says by a Chayis, also there was Megal Leinish. There is said that there's a Chiyuv Karas, and nonetheless we need a Kavach Chaimer for the Azhara. Yeah, so he's Chaylik on the Ram. The Ramban is Chaylik, and the Ramban is Chaylik on the Ram. The Ram says therefore really there should be an issue of Ein Masirin Min Adin. The Ramban in Sherei Sheni is chalak on this answer on this side of the Rama, and he says Ein Masirin Min Adin is even when the Torah said that there's an Einish. What about Makis Ovid? How do we learn out with the Kavach Chaim? What happened to Ein Masirin Min Adin? Ramban is Shitosik. The Ramban is chalak on this Rama. The Rama says that Makis Ovid is not a separate lab altogether. It goes into the lab of Makis Chaver, like the Tosis that it's a Gilui Milsa B'Alma. Because this Nekud and Tosis, is this a Kavach Chaimer or is it a Gilui Milsa B'Alma? Is it Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban? The Rambam holds Kipshuta that it's Kavach Chaimer. I think after the Rambam asked Tosis Kasha, what happened to Ein Masirin Min Adin? Perhaps it's a whole new cycle. The Torah is Megal Lo'in, and you don't say Ein Masirin Min Adin. But it's really a separate Kavach Chaimer, and since it's a separate Kavach Chaimer, Makis Ovav has its own Ashara, learned that from a Kavach Chaimer, from Makis Chaveri. So for the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he can't say there's two separate mitzvahs. There's an Avera of Makis. There's a lot of Makis Chaveri, and then with the Kavach Chaimer, we have an Asar with the Kavach Chaimer that there's a separate lab of Makis Chaveri. And the same thing by Makal, presumably. And the Ramban is Chaylik on both counts. The Ramban says that this can't be you can't learn out of Kavach Chaimer an Asar from a Kavach Chaimer. He doesn't say that's just Kashrut and Makis is different. He says you can't learn out of Kavach Chaimer with an Asar. And therefore, this is not a Kavach Chaimer, it's a Gilui Milsa B'Alma, and it's Haku one lav, and the Minyan HaMitzvahs is one lav, Makas Ovav and Makas Chaver. Yeah, the Lashon is Mashma, this, you read it again? This is in the Shosh?
Yeah, this is in the
Yah. Yeah. Asar shemak of avim minayim. Oyni shemano asar loy shemano. Hoyel v'muzah shlo lahakas adam v'yisrael. Hay avim imay bechlau. Strange. Right here. Do you have a sefer mitzvahs in there? Anybody? I don't know which lashon is in the sefer mitzvahs. I don't have it. It's a funny lashon taka. Asar shemaka ovi miminayim. Oyne shemano asar loy shemano. Hoyul vul musa shloy lahakis odu mi Yisrael. Hay ovi vime bachal. Here's haka mash, but it's not a kavach. It's just odu vime bachal. Like dal mi hoch that he's odu. He's bachal. He's bachal makas chaver. How does that stem with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? And at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, so maybe he was chayzer. Can't say he was chayzer. But the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, when he reminded the mitzvahs that are in Hilchos Mamrim. He has a separate mitzvah, shaloi lahakis ava'im, shaloi kal ava'im, shaloi lahakis ava'im. So the Ram in the Yad, like in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he counts a separate lab for makas ovim and a separate lab for makas chaveri. But when it comes to explain where is the Azhara, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, it's learned that from a kavach chaimer. And I am Masir Min Adin, he says, it's a whole stick of Torah. Since Torah is Makal Leinish, she could be Masir Min Adin. And over here in the Yad, he doesn't say anything about a kavach chaimer. He says, "Hail the Musa Shul Hakas Adam Yisrael Harei Ovvi Mibachal." How is this steering the Ram from the Sefer HaMitzvahs to over here? A, it's a steer from the Sefer Mitzvahs to the year. And also, hear me, I better understand. If you're telling me that Avim Bechlal, it's included in the Asara, so why is it a separate? Why is it a separate lap? That even in the Yad, the Rambam has it as a separate lap. At the beginning of Hilchas Mamre, he counts a separate lap besides the lap. In Hilchas Chayvul Mazik has a lap Shloil Hakas Chaver. Here in Hilchas Mamre is another lap Shloil Hakas. This is Lahakas of Avim. Why is it a separate lap? Because what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs, because it's learned out with the Kavach Chaimer, and I am assuming that din. That's the Rambam's Yisoid. With the innocent before she could be Mazim and Adin. You're right. Very strange. I see. He doesn't say, "Oh, yeah, it's a Kavach Chaimer." He says, "Harei Ovav Vimei Lachal."
Where would
the
Kavach Chaimer be for?
Same thing, because in Beis Din is mutter for other people, and Ovav Vimei is also in Beis Din, so the same Kavach Chaimer. So I guess by klal also it says, it says I don't know exactly where that's how that's why that's a gilui for nidui, but somebody's a gilui that nidui is mutter for her
acher.
No, it said nasi ba'achol lisa, and then lisa kal cheres whereas matzah that it's also in kal anyway, and then it says zitan hashem aisach. So you see that in base when you're a shliach base and you're adding a kal, so kilu you put the whole thing together and it has the same. Format and since there's a chiyuv miso, you can't do it in Beis Din, can't be a shliach Beis Din, so maybe it's not the same. So I have a kavach chaimer. Maybe the Rambam holds. I don't know if it answers the steer from the Rambam to the Sefer here, not the Sefer Mitzvah, at least the internal steer in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds that a separate einish is enough to make it a separate lav. It's not a kavach chaimer. Doesn't sound like a kavach chaimer. Sounds like he's learning. It's poshut one asar. Every ovav is also chaver. So why is it a separate lav? Maybe the Rambam holds it. That the Torah was miyachad a separate einish for makah ovavima. Maybe that's enough to make it into a separate lav. It's related even to the Rambam Shita. You know, the Rambam Shita is that even though Ein Masirin Meradin, but with the Torah was Mefarish the Einish, that's already enough to carry to make it that we already know there's a separate. Once there's an Einish, we know there's an Asar somewhere. So now already we can be Masirin Meradin. Maybe it's related to that. Maybe it's not related. I don't know. Mice, it's still not like what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. Sefer Mitzvahs is Mefarish that Maka of Bima is a Kavach Chaimer. And he asked, what about Ein Masirin Meradin? See, but the Einish is Mefurish. Once the Einish is Mefurish, then you can be Masirin Meradin. I don't know. It's a misliyashim. Go back to, but it's a misliyashim. It's hard to steer in the Rambam. Okay, so what goes on? of Gemara. Toshma. Hayetzi lahorig. It's not an easy word. Hayetzi lahorig. Ubab and Ivy call the kill chayev. But Achevi call the kill like potter. Ravina, but Maishna Benoyo, Maishna Ach. What's the difference? The Omer Ab Chizdo. The Messiah of Lotus Veni Yose. He's talking about where he's refusing to go to his death. And therefore, an acher is potter because he's a kind of shliach based. Maybe, I don't know if he means he's a shliach based, or whoever helps based in here is kazadin of a shliach based. It's not clear to me. But anyway, an acher is mutter, but a shliach based. But a ben is chayev because a ben is not allowed to be a shliach based, and a male is chayev. So this is what we see of Chizda Shita. The Chizda is chaylik and avsheis. He doesn't hold from koyish shemayim odif. And if Chizda holds that a ben, it can't be a shliach based, and ad kedei kach that he's chayiv misa. That's just midrabbanan v'deraisa. It can't be a shliach based, and he's still bechlal the isa deraisa of makas ovav and mekalel ovav. So it's a kasha on a kaponim. What is Chizda? What's avsheis going to do with this price? If Chizda asks, ah, what about avsheis? So the Gemara of Sheish is Mukilo B'Shem Misavim Melotzes. Rav Sheish learns it's not talking about where he's Misavim Melotzes when he writes. There's no Shliach based in over here. Ain't Misavim Melotzes. It's not a mashmit if they were. Oh, okay. Ain't Misavim Melotzes. So therefore you have no right to be Makin. You're not a Shliach based. So who are you? Frekim Ot Yehochi Achen Ami. So then what's the difference? Takan Acher also should be Chayef. If you're not acting with her shliach based on. Moshe says, Acher gaber ketolu. By an Acher, there's no chiyuv from El Chorbot, Maka and Makal. There's no chiyuv Maka or Makal because he's a gaber ketolu. I shouldn't really explain what's the svar. Let's say tentatively, he's like a mace. So he doesn't have, he can't have any chiyuvim for. He's like a mace. Chiyuv makan makal can't apply to a person who's like a mace. Anyway, where has such a svar? Frakti gemara b'omer of sheshes. Bisha yoshin u'meis chayev. That's Rashi's girsa. Ag girsa. Bisha yoshin u'meis chayev. What's bisha yoshin u'meis? So bisha yoshin u'meis is a gemara b'avakama. In Baba Kama, it's a bayah de lifshita. Taisus brings it. It's a bayah de lifshita Baba Kama, with no mention of sheshes. Taisus Taka is bothered by this. According to this girsa, we have a bayah de lifshita in Baba Kama, and here we have a Rav Sheshes who says for Dava Pasha that he's chayav. Taisus says, yeah, Taisus is not the end of the world. The other Rishonim, well, the Ran also, it's not the end of the world. Be such a thing. The Gemara in Baba Kama didn't mention Rav Sheshes. But Akoponim, Rav Sheshes said, Bishi Yoshin Beis Chayav. What's this? What is this? This din of Bisha Yoshin Ameis. So you take a look at the word there in Baba Kama, it says Bisha Yoshin Ameis Chayev. The issue is that the Yoshin never was Mavuyish, because he was asleep. So he didn't know that while he was sleeping, there somebody, you know, was Mavuyish, spit on him or something. And he died, he never found out. But Yechayev anyway, says to him, why Yechayev al Silus of the Mishpach? Because the Mishpach is Mavuyish. So you have to pay the Yoshin because the Mishpach is Mavuyish. So that's what the word over there says. It's a bad leadership, but that's the issue. So Mar is asking, so that's the Mar's cash over here. Bisha Yoshin Umeis Chayev. So, Chayev, Shrei Gemar. That's a swearing moment. So you listen to Mishpacha. We're talking here in Malkus. The Nidin Agamar is the Nidin of Malkus. What does Bisha Yoshin Meis have to do with Malkus? Because you listen to Mishpacha Yichayev Malkus, so it doesn't make any sense. So the Chayr that the Pashat of Shad is, the Ran is mashma this way, that at this point in the Gemara, we think that we're talking about Hakol Sheyesh Bo Shover Pruto, and we know by ordinarily Hamakas Chaver Shover Pruto. What is he chayav? Malkus or Mamon? chayav mamon. He can't be chayav malchus and mamon because kaver shasa. That was the sugya next. By malchus, by he calls shavu put to the nidin is mamon. There's no malchus. So therefore, the Gemara at this point thought that when it says that an acher is chayav, ayetz lahorig abba benoy is. When it says that ayetz lahorig abba benoy be kol bekilu lechayav, but acher be kol bekilu lepoter. So the acher, the pot, the ben is chayav misa, but the acher is potter from, what's he potter from? He's potter from mammon. The nidin is mammon. There's no malchus here anyway because it's kreiv shosai. The nidin was mammon, and the Bryce is saying that when a ben is makke, or that when an acher is makke or makal, this person who's Yetzi Lihari, this Gavrik Taylor, so he's potter from Mammon and from, he's potter from Mammon for the Hakka and presumably from Malchus for the Klola. The Klola is still Malchus. And the Gemara's Kasha then is, Rav Shesh, Bishi Yoshu Nameis Chayev. What do you mean? So she'll be Chayev Boshes for Zilusu de Mishbach. So she'll be Chayev Mammon, I'll say Zilusu de Mishbach. So why is he potter? Why are you telling me that Ben is potter, that the Acher is potter? By Hakol v'Kiloi, by Hakol he should. He's potter meaning potter from Mammon. By Hakol, he should be chay Mammon. Else, be sheyoshin ames. So, according to this, according to Rashi, we're learning the Gemara according to Rashi. So, the Gemara's kasha now from bishayoshin ames. This is a kasha. We had a teretz gavrik teila. Achas potter as gavrik teila. Now we're asking a kasha. Bishayoshin ames. Is it a kasha on Hakol or is it a kasha on Klolo? Let's put up the shakla tie. It's going to get a little bit complicated. The Bryce says Acher Potter for Hakka and Klolo. Kol, Kiloi, Acher is Potter. So, Mercy, why is the Acher Potter? It's not Misavim by Lotz, Sven Yosei. He's not a Shliach Basin over here. Guy's going willingly. So why is the Acher Potter? So the Gemara answered. What was the answer? Why is he Potter? What? Why is he Potter? Have a failure. That's the Gemara's answer. Alright, Lama Potter. This is all in Rosh Hashanah. It's a misavim by loss. It's not talking about a case of misavim. So why is he potter? So the answer is a gavrik teila, which is apparently some principle that you can't be chayav gavrik teila. If you make a gavrik teila, l'chor told him both by mammon and by malchus, because that's for sure. He call there's a nidan of malchus. Maybe I should preface by hakol. There's two kinds of chiyuvim that are in play. It could be a chiyuv mammon. If it's a shomer putta, for example, and it could be a chiyuv malchus for penyosef. That's Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Bachim shomer putta more than a shomer putta, but a kapanim. In principle, there are two kinds of chiyuvim that could be. By klola, there is only one chiyuv that's in place, a chiyuv malchus. There's never a chiyuv mammon by klola. I'll tell you, maybe there is, maybe boishes, maybe talk about boishes by klola. So that's the Gemara in Ksuvas in Samach Vav. Maybe we'll talk about it later on. Gemara in Ksuvas Samach Vav says that the chiyuv says v'dava poshut, that the chiyuv boishes is only if he does something that touches his body. If you spit on him and it hits his body, then he's chayav boishes. But if you spit on somebody on the floor, then there's no chayav boishes. Where does it say how it knows it from? The Russian Baba Kam in Achayvel and Simon Tezvav says that it's come to posuk the chayav boishes learned that from the hechzikah b'mevushah. So he has to do something begufay. Somebody talks about if the rug went on his begodim, is there chayav boishes? I don't remember one way or another. But akapanim, there has to be somehow it has to be pegay begufay. That a chiyuv begufa, there's no chiyuv of boishes. By the way, that's an issue with zilusa de mishpacha.
Yeah,
right, how does it work? Zilusa, we know, but bishi yoshin meis, the gemara says chayav al zilusa de mishpacha. But you weren't pegay in their guf. Somehow there's some tzir if you was pegay in the guf of the yoshin. We have to work that through. I mean, I'd like to work that through a little bit. You know, what's the tzir exactly? The meisav busha was in the yoshin, and somehow you chayav for the zilusa de mishpacha. How those two things mitzdar somehow? But on kapara, that's a given that if you just, you know, just you just make fun of somebody. You're not chaya for vicious. So by klolo, where you didn't touch him, there's a chiyuv malchus, but there's no chiyuv mammon in play at all. And essentially, you're potter from both. Acher is potter from Makkah from Klolo. So, when Marcel Gabriel Taylor, apparently, Gabriel Taylor is this universal principle, as we write things now, this is universal principle that for Gabriel Taylor, there's no chiyuv. Malchus, for Klolo, there's no chiyuv. No chiyuv. So, the Gemara asks, for Bishoy Yoshin Umeis. This is how Rashi occurs. Bishoy Yoshin Umeis. Which, according to Rashi, means Zirus of the Gnei Mishvacha. I mean, that's the dinner, that's the Gemara. So you lose the main Mishpacha. So the Gemara's question is now on. So we were asking, what's the Gemara want? We're talking about Malchus, how did Mammon come in? So in the Ran is Mashma, Chane also says this, the Ran, it's more really in the Ran, that the Gemara, that the answer is, because the Hakkah is Chiyav Mammon. This is what we think Hakkah is Shavu Putta, and if that Hakkah is Shavu Putta, it's Chiyav Mammon, not Chiyav Malchus. So when the Braisa said that an Acher is Potter from by Yiko and Klolo, so Hakiko, the Ptur for Yiko is a Ptur from Mammon. So Gabrik Taylor is Potter from Malchus and from Mammon. And the Gemara is asking, but what do you mean? Bishi Yoshin Umeis is Chayiv Mammon, so therefore it's a question on Hakol. Why is he Potter by Yiko? By Yiko, there's a chiyuv mammon involved. He had a chiyuv mammon. Baishas is nothing else. I mean, probably no chiyuv nezik is going to be dead anyway. What kind of nezik would there be? And there's probably no doctor's bills because he's going to be killed anyway. I don't think they have to take him to the doctor, and I don't think there's any shevis. But baishas there could be. And the Ran speaks out sar also. I think the Ran speaks out the fairies. What about sar? Is he at sar also? Where says baishas who had in sar? So the Gemara's question is so. Well, there are different gears in the Gemara, that's why they talk about Sabbath. But after the Gemara asks from Bisha, but in theory it's a kashan, and you see by Bisha Yoshin Umeis that there's a chiyuv busha as the. One second, I think I went off in the wrong direction. Again, the Gemara says a gabbard tail, and if he's potter from Malchus, he's potter from Mammon, because in a gabbard tail you don't have to pay Malchus, you don't have to pay Mammon. Fret the Gemara. Well, what about Bisha Yoshin Umeis? So what is the Gemara asking for Bisha Yoshin Umeis? According to Rashi, the Gemara is asking that even if he's a Gabrik Taylor, even if he's a Gabrik Taylor, we're still going with that. He's a Gabrik Taylor. We're not walking away from that. He's a Gabrik Taylor. So you're not chayev for what you did to him, but nonetheless, does he lose the name Shvacha? So if he loses the name Shvacha, so you should be chayev Mammon. So this question, according to Rashi, is only a question on Mammon. It's not a question on Malchus. So for example, Klola, the Chi of Klola, which is only Chi of Mom, which is a Chi of Malchus, when the Brisa said that the Acher is potter from Klola, that could still be because he's a Gabrik Tail. A Gabrik Tail, you're potter for Klola. The Kash is only on Hakkah. That's only on Hakkah. Hakkah is a Chi of Momin. And the Bryce, because it's a Shavu Putta, so it's a Chiyuv Mammon, there's no Malchus anyway. And the Bryce is, you're potter from Mammon. Why are you potter from Mammon? You should at least pay the Boishas. Because Bisha Yoshin Umeis is Chayav Boishas. That's how it has to come out according to Rashi. That the question is only on Hiko. But it's not a question on Klolo. Let's come, we may revisit this, but at least tentatively. seems to be the kash only at Hikal that should be Chivayshus Klolus. As far as Klolus is concerned, we haven't walked away from Gabbard Taylor. You say the Gabbard Taylor is still a valid Yisai. So you pulled it from Malchus because you were Mekal the Gabbard Taylor. The worst question is, but you should by Hikal, you should still be Chayyim for the Hakal. Ask the Boishus that was close to the Bnei Mishmacha. So what's the Gemara's answer? Ein Shover Put. So that's why you put it from Mammon, but you call you put it from Mammon because it's Ein Shover Put. Put it from Mammon. Bishom. Ein Shover Put. Now, that's only an answer for Mammon. That doesn't answer how do we answer Klola? Why are you part of the Malchus of Klola? Who cares if it's not a Shavu Putu? Eric says, we don't have to answer Klola because that was never the question in the first place. The question, according to Rashi, this whole question, we should make the arrow like that. According to Rashi, this whole question is only on Mammon. meaning Hakah. But the Malchus of Klala is altogether fine. Malchus of Klala is Hakagar and Pelah. So the Mor's question is by Hakah you should be Chayev for the Zeus and the Mishmok, Chayev Mammon. And the Gemara's answer is, but there was no Shavar Putta. Chayev is not only no Shavar Putta of Nezek, there was no Shavar Putta of Baishas. It's a strange pshat here in the Gemara. I mean, it's going to be eventually going to be chazik in this, but we'd stop here for a second. So it comes out according to this. What's the Brisa saying? Guys, Yoytzi Lehoreg, Uba Acher, Vihiko Vikiloloi. So it says that he's Potter. So why is he Potter from the Klala? Because he's a Gabbard Taylor. Why is he Potter for the Hakah? Hakah's Mammon. But also because he's a Gabbard Taylor. It's fine, he's a Gabbard Taylor, but the Zilus of the Bnei Mishpacha. My answer is, but it's not a Shomer Putta. So bottom line, this Acher who came and was Maka and Makalo, this Nebuch, this Yetzi Lihari, why is he Putta for Mammon? Because it's not a Shomer Putta. So it's really nothing to do with the fact that he's Yetzi Lihari. If you would be Mazik anybody, less than a Shomer Putta, you'd be Putta for Mammon. So it's a very strange chat in the Brisa. A Yetzi Lihari, why is he potter from the Hakah? Because not a Shomer Putta. So that has nothing to do with the fact that he's the Yetzi Lihari. But Doichuk, you can say that that's Nichnas and the Gemara's Kasha later. So why is the Ben any different? It's not a Doichuk, you know. The Gemara's going to ask, so why is the Ben Chayav if it's less than a Shomer Putta? It's Kain this Kasha. It's nothing to do with the fact that he's a Yetzi Lihari. Fine, anyway, so what does the Gemara ask? What does the Gemara ask? So this sounds good. So he's brought the Mabish Mishayim to Shomer Putta. Affect the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Shechayim Malkus. Al Shav Yechanah. Away from his being a Gabbard Taylor. Mm-hmm. Right, what happened to he's a Gabbard Taylor? So something went wrong over here. Chayit somehow. Now we slowed up. We made a wrong turn. Let's talk about Vishyoshin maybe for a few minutes. Maybe that'll help. So, Kalmar, the Gemara Rabbah Kana has this bayah. Vishyoshin Meis, is it chayiv or is it not chayiv? The Gemara is mas, but the issue is he should be chayiv. The Yoshin never was mevuyish, but as the Zilus of the B'nai Mishma. So from the Pashup Shach in the Gemara, it's Mashma that you have the same Shaila of Yimavai Shukotan, who doesn't really, not old enough to understand that he was Mavuyish, but there's also Zilus of the Mnei Mishmach. It's Mashma in the Gemara that it's same Shaila, because you have Zilus of the Mnei Mishmach. And the end of the Gemara is a Bible issue. Maybe it's Mishnah and Agamara, according to Rashi's Gersa, but there it's a Bible issue. So the Rambam asking, So first of all, the Gemara Selfish Shem, we said before, what do you mean Zilus of the Bnei Mishmacha? Well, you didn't touch the Bnei Mishmacha. The Gemara Ksuva Samavah says the Feresh, that you have to touch somebody in order to be chayiv for Bnei. In fact, even more, the Gemara there in Ksuva Samavah says that if you mevayish, the Gemara talks about an Oni Ben Tavim. It means you mevayish somebody, maybe his busha is not so severe because he's a Oni anyway, people are mevayish, but he's a Ben Tavim, he has a Chashim Mishmacha. So the Gemara says, maybe you should be chayiv for the Bnei that you mevayish the Mishmacha. The Gemara says no, because he didn't touch them. Fair Shemar, he didn't touch the Bnei Mishpacha. You're not chayv.
Why can't you say that whole Gemara might, meaning out collecting busha, mean that the husband wouldn't be able to collect busha if there was no busha to that person? But meaning not that you weren't obviously revise them, but if there was never any.
But our Kapan is no Chiyuv Mamon. To the extent that we're talking about Chiyuv Mamon, it says that there's no Chiyuv Mamon for if you didn't touch them. Let's see where we go. So that's problem number one. Like the whole Gemara about Zilus Mei Mishmacha is problematic. But what's it? It's Mamon's just steering to Gemara. It's the after Gemara of Bakama that the Chayk of Zilus Mei Mishmacha. It's a Bible issue. And you have the Gemara Ksuvas that says Beferish that if you're Mavayish, you're not Chayk places for the. For the bush of the mishpacha, because he didn't touch the mishpacha, it was like the roik never hit the person. That's one problem. Then there's another problem. The Rambam says that it's a suffix. So what's it mean by a suffix? The Rambam says the halacha is we're not goyve, but he taught us lematkina. So that's the halacha by bisha yoshin umeis. The Rambam says that the yoshim don't collect, but if they were toifus, so we're not meisi from them because it's a bayil issue. But it's clear in the Rambam that it's only the yoshim. The lashon of the Rambam is the yoshim. What does that have to do with yoshim? Why is it dafka the Yarshim? The Zilus of Nei Mishpacha is not only for the Yarshim. The Yarsh is, I don't know, I don't see why Yarshim should be congruous with the Nei Mishpacha who have Zilus of Nei Mishpacha. Two different things. I can imagine the guy's a Yarsh, but his other Nei Mishpacha were just as closely related. He happens to be the Yarsh. And then there's another kasha in the Rambam, so yes. That the Rambam also talks about if you're Mavayish Kotan, and the Rambam says, if you're Mavayish Kotan, you're Potter. I mean, Kotan doesn't understand, not old enough to understand the meaning of Mavayish. So the Rambam says, you're Potter. So then I say, Kalem, hey, ask, currently, Maris Mashmah, that the two things are related. So the Rambam should add, but if the Yarshim were typhus, if the Mishpacha were typhus, so you should be able to, you shouldn't be Maisi. Same way as by Bisha Yoshin and Meis. The Ram doesn't say it over there. So Mashmah, the Ram held that the Dimyan to Kotan, you have to see the Sugya there in Baba Kama, but it's like a Havi Moshe L'Meimel L'Tamech, the Dimyan to Kotan is not so solid. It's not like a Kotan. The Gemara only asked it for Derech Kasha. I don't want to get into the Gemara Baba Kama, but the Reskeim of the Ram is saying the Ram learned that the Dimyan to Kotan is not, it's not really like a Kotan. It was Havi Moshe L'Meimel L'Tamech, it's different than a Kotan. But why is it different than a Kotan? How you have the same Zilus of the Bnei Mishpacha? So I think what all this conduces to is the same idea. By every Maisa Mazik, you have to have, in order to have a Chiyuv, in order to collect, you have to have two things. First of all, obviously, there has to be a Hefzer. Somebody has to be Nizunk. I'm Mazik you, but you're not Nisa, then obviously there's no Chiyuv. But that's not enough. You also have to have a maisa mechayev. You have to have a maisa mazik. It's mechayev me and gives you a schus to be teveya for me. A muscle like Rama. Like Rama, there's a hefsid. But there's not a maisa mechayev, since there's no maisa mechayev. The mazik didn't do a maisa mechayev. So the nizik doesn't have a schus to you. And by Bisha Yoshua Meis, it's a clap. First of all, we know that by Bushi you also need a Maisa Mechayev. That's the Gemara Ksuvah Samachot. We need a Maisa Mechayev. You have to touch him. You have to spit on him. You have to do something. Stam, you taunted him. You know, there's no chiyuv. There's no Maisa Mechayev in the context of Boishes. There also has to be a hefsa. The guy has to be Mu'ish. If he's not Mu'ish, then there may be a Maisa Mechayev, but there's no hefsa. By Bisha Yoshin Umeis, there's a Maisa Mechayev, because I was Mu'ayish. If he would wake up, who must be Mu'ayish guy when he's sleeping? When he wakes up, he's Mu'ayish Yechayev. We don't say, oh, it's a grama. Because, you know, when he woke up, he had the bush only when he woke up, so where's the Maisa Mechayev? That's not called that. That's not called a grama. The Maisa was Mu'ayish. He didn't feel the hefsid. The hefsid didn't happen like Zorak Chayes, I suppose. You know, the Maisa Mechayev is Zrikas Chayes. Either hefsid happens 5 minutes later. That's okay. The hefsid happens when it happens, but the Maisa Mechayev is the Zrikas Chayes. So Al Derech Zeh, Yimavayish Yoshin. The Maisa Mechayev is that Yimavayish the Yoshin, the guy who's sleeping. The hefsid happens when he wakes up. That's fine. That often happens in a hesed. That the Maisa Mechayev happens now. And a few seconds later, a few minutes later, even a few hours later, that's when the hefsed happens. But the ma'aseh mechayev is when you did the ma'aseh mazik. So when you're mevayish yoshin, the ma'aseh mazik is when you're mevayish him. But the hefsed happens when he wakes up. But the second you were mevayish him, that's called a ma'aseh mazik. And the yoshin has, from that moment, a schus tviyo, and whatever hefsed will result from that ma'aseh mazik. But he has to wake up, because till he wakes up, there is no hefsed. But he immediately gets a schus to be teveya, the hefset that will result from that maisa mazik. Now what happens? This guy, this yoshin, he never woke up. He's bishy yoshin amaze. So now the yoshin, yashin, the schus tviya. There was a maisa mazik. The yoshin got a schus tviya to be teveya, whatever hezek will result. Of course, there has to be a hefset. Where's the hefset? He was never Vuyush. Says the Gemara, no, but they also have a hefset. They have Sigul Sudim Nei Mishwacha. So they have a hefset. So now you have a Maisa Mazik, and they feel hefset. That's the Tziruf. The Maisa Mazik, I was invited to the Yoshim. That's a Maisa Mazik. It's a Maisa Mechayev. The Yoshim, Yashim, the Schus to be Tevea, whatever hezek results from that Maisa Mazik. And they have a hezek, because they're Mavuyush, Sudim Nei Mishwacha. And that's the Nevisha Yoshim Ames. Right, it's a vital issue that could work, but that's the idea. Yeah, it's very similar to the round of Azrika's Chetz, and the guy died while the Chetz was flying. So that's not sure from the Gemara Ksuvah. The Gemara Ksuvah says if you have a Maisa Mazik and touch him, there's no Chiyuv, because there was no Maisa Mazik. By Bisha Yoshin Umeis, there is a Maisa Mazik, the fact that you have a Maisa the Yoshin. So really, there's a Maisa Mazik. So that's right away good. Also, now I understand why the Rama says that it's the Yoshin will collect. Why only the Yoshin? Maybe there's a third cousin who also feels Mavuyish. He also had a hefsek. He's also part of the B'nai Mishpacha. Or maybe he's even a very close relative, but he just happens not to be a Yerush. He's also Mavuyish. So why can't he collect? What's the answer? The other Kribim, they have the hefsek. But they don't have a schus to be tevei anything, because to be tevei the hefsek, there has to be a Maisa Mazik that gives you a schus to be tevei the hefsek. So the Maisa Mazik was on the Yoshin. So the Yoshin had a schus to be teveya the hefsid. The Yoshin is merish that schus, but to whom is he merish it? Only to his Yoshin. So his Yoshin now have the schus to be teveya whatever hefsid will result from the Maisa Mazik. And since they have a hefsid, because of Zilus of Mishpacha, so they can then be teveya that hefsid. But only they can be teveya the hefsid. The other Yoshin, they may have the hefsid, but they don't have the schus to be teveya that hefsid. The other Yoshin, it's like the Gemara Ksuvah by Oni Ben Tobin. Mavayish and Oni, and all the mishpacha feel terrible. All the mishpacha are mavayish. They can't collect. They have the hefsed, but there's no ma'aseh. They have no schus to be tevei the hefsed. So in the same thing by Bisha Yoshin and Meis, copy all the other krovim. It's like the Gemara Ksuvos. They don't have any. They have a hefsid. They have no way. They have no schus to be tevei the hefsid. The yarshim of the mace, yarshim from the mace, the schus to be tevei the hefsid that results from the mice and masik of having been mevayish the mace. That's what the Rambam held. That's not comparable to a cotton. The Gemara was medama to a cotton. The Rambam learns it's having what's the name of the tamech. It wasn't really serious. It's not like a cotton. You're mevayish a cotton, so the mishpacha feels zilusa. But the cotton's alive. The cotton didn't die. He wasn't merged the schus. The cotton has a schus. But cotton doesn't have a hefsid. The kitzur by a cotton, you mevayish a cotton. The cotton, the schus to be tevei the hefsid is by the cotton. He's not merged to anybody. He's alive and growing up. The hefsid he doesn't have. Either b'nei mishpacha have a hefsid. B'nei mishpacha have a hefsid. The cotton has a schus to be tevei, and he has the hefsid. Never thought shall need. So there's no dintar. With that in mind, maybe we could revisit this Gemara and say. Gemara's kasha b'ishu yoshin u'meis. It's not only a kasha on the mammon. It's a kasha on the whole yisoid of gavra k'teila. Gemara's thing is had a yisoid that there's no chiyuv hakor and klolo. There's no chiyuv malchus. There's no chiyuv mammon klapi gavra k'teila. Because since the gavra k'teila, he's not dead now. He's gonna be. He's hayloch lamos. And he's Hailach Lomos. So the Gemara understood that if Ayah is a Hailach Lomos, he has no Tfias Mammon. Can't be Tevei Mammon. What's he going to do Tevei? Mammon is. He's Hailach Lomos. So the Gemara held that a person who can't be Tevei the Mammon is of HaKah. So that's not called a Maisa HaKah at all. Hakod that doesn't result in a tvius moment is not a maisa mazik. Lagabi malchus too. The same thing lagabi klolo. The Gemara held that a klolo, I'm a klolo doesn't have a chiyabaisus because he didn't touch him. But a klolo is also the chiyab malchus of klolo is also because there was some kind of hezek in the klolo. Klolo is mazik the person. I don't know it's mazik him metaphysically. It's mazik him because it's mevayishim. But it's a pegi in the person. The chiyab malchus comes from the fact that I was pegi in him. So the Gemara thought, a gavra k'teila, a person who's about to die, he doesn't have any tfias moment. And since he doesn't have any tfias moment, he has no hezek. He can't say he's nizik. He's about to have the biggest hezek in the world. He's about to be killed. So he's like a black hole. There's no, he's about to die. He can't, and it's a din that he should die. A person who has a din that he's hodlach lomos can't be tevei have saved him. Because his din is that can't be tevei. He hurts you. He's going to be tevei of seidim. The din is to be mastered him is everything. That's the din. He should be killed. So he doesn't have. He has no. He can't be tevei hazekim. So the Gemara thought. So a gavra k'teila. So mele. So the mele hitting him is not a ma'isa mazik. If there's no tefias mammon, then it's not a ma'isa mazik. It's not a ma'isa hakol. It's not a ma'isa klolo. So even the gavra malchus. And that the Gemara said is from Bisha Yoshin Umeis. Bisha Yoshin Umeis, it has to do with Zivus of the main Mishpacha. Somebody has to have the Hefzit. The Yoshin never had the Hefzit. The main Mishpacha have the Hefzit. But that's not the main point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is, you see by Bisha Yoshin Umeis, that to be Mavayish a person, Hagan, he's never going to have the Hefzit, because he's going to die. He's never going to have Hefzit, but the Hefzit being Mavayishim is still called the Maisa Mazik. Hagam that this person is never going to have a tefias moment out of it. This nick when he wakes up is never going to have the hefsid. But the etzim being mevayishim is a maisa. It's called a maisa mazik. Linyan said that other people later on can then capitalize on that maisa mazik. It's called a maisa mazik. You see from the din of Bisha Yoshin Meis, they can have a maisa mazik that doesn't have an hefsid. There's no hefsid that results to this person, and yet it's called a maisa mazik. And yet it's called a maisa mazik. So the Gemara says the Gemara the same thing. So it's just swear that the same thing should be by a gavra k'teila. Emes he can't be tevei any moment because he's a gavra k'teila. But it's still called a ma'isa mazik. Like Bisha Yoshin, he also doesn't have any hefsed, but it's called a ma'isa mazik. So al derech zeh to be makir to be mekal a gavra k'teila should be called a ma'isa mazik. So maybe should be chayav moment and should be chayav malchus. But it's a kashin not only on moment. Why is he potter me moment? It's a kashin on klola too. Why is he potter from klala? So the Gemara is slugging up the whole din of gavra k'teila. It's a kash in the holy side of gavre ptela. You see, for bisha yoshin meisid, gavre ptela is not. It doesn't. They, even by a gavre ptela, a person who has no tefias moment, it's still called a meisah hakol. It's still called a meisah mazik. And if it's a meisah mazik, you should be chayav malchus for ikol, for klola, and you should be chayav moment for ikol. If you want to go that route, for klola, for ikol, hashem on both. So the more answers, but it wasn't a shomer puto. It's a different route. Also the same. Here it wasn't a meisah mazik. Because it wasn't a shomer puta's worth, and if it's not a shomer puta's worth, the Gemara is saying, then the same direction. We say, okay, bisha yoshin, so the guy never felt the hefset, but at least it was a shomer puta's, at least it was a maisa mazik of a shomer puta. But here you did a maisa mazik that's less than a shomer puta, maybe that's not even chayav malchus. So the Gemara says, not true. You see the chayav malchus midavirkin, you see the less than a shomer puta, midavirkin says, you are chayav malchus. And the same way you chayav malchus, you should chayav for malchus for klola too. What I want to say is an eitz over here, that this whole Gemara, this whole Shakatai Gemara is not only about moment. It's about from Bisha Yoshin and Meis. It's not a Gemara about moment. It's a Gemara about Malchus and moment. And it's a Chazor from Gavrik Taylor. It's a Kasha. The Gemara is slugging up the idea of Gavrik Taylor. You can't tell me that Gavrik Taylor doesn't have a Chiv Malchus. Bisha Yoshin and Meis, see, it's a Meis and Masa. My answer is, but maybe it's not a Maisa Masa because it's not a Shomer Puta. So that doesn't matter. You see from Rabbi Yechon, Hakosh and a Shomer Puta is also called a Maisa Hakosh. It's also Mechayim Malchus. A Klola that's not Pagayin in a Shomer Puta is also Mechayim Malchus. And then the rest of them are. Okay, anyway, I'm suggesting it. I don't know. Otherwise, it's very shredding. I mean, this. We're going at, it's not supposed to be a little bit this piece. I don't know. But on the other hand, we really ran into a very, strong dead end the other way. We also have to do this whole thing according to Rabbi Thomas Gibson and Umar. Okay, that'll be for next time.